Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Bond Vigilantes TV. This morning, I wanted to briefly summarize what happened in the results of the Italian election yesterday. As predicted by the polls going into the elections, we have a gridlock or a stalemate with no party essentially being able to secure a majority in the Italian government. That said, it was a disappointing result for the mainstream parties from Matteo Renzi and Berlusconi, and the Five Star Movement and the League, the anti-establishment parties, actually did a lot better than expected. So this is a setback for Merkel and Macron's pro-reform agenda, and we'll see over time what coalition can emerge in Italy, and there's also the possibility of a second election if no parties can agree with each other. But today, I'm here to focus on emerging markets, and I'm delighted to be joined by Charles de Quinsonnas, who is a fund manager on Emerging Market Desk. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Pierre.
So, Charles, in 2017, emerging markets had fantastic returns. How have returns been so far this year, and especially during the market correction towards the beginning of 2018?
So, Pierre, emerging market local currency, in line with last year, has so far continued to outperform hard currency this year. It's about 3% up year to date. If we focus only on the early February sell-off, then emerging market corporates in hard currency actually outperform. This is due to their lower liquidity and due to the fact that sovereign bonds got hit most by outflows from ETF and passives. Mm-hmm. This seems a bit counterintuitive, but often in periods of market volatility, the high-quality liquid assets get hit first because they are the only available assets for sale immediately.
Okay. And looking ahead at 2018, what's your outlook for returns and where do you see the most value today?
So I think given the starting point in terms of valuation, it's fair to say we're very unlikely to see the double-digit returns we've seen last year. That being said, some areas of EM are still attractive, while on the hard currency credit spreads are fair value, if not a little bit expensive, we find value in EM local currency space. This is due to A, high elevated real yields, B, a majority of EM currencies are still undervalued, like the Russian ruble or the Indonesian rupiah. And C, we favor countries which are basically not participating in the global hiking cycle. So either cutting like Russia or coming to an end of the cutting cycle like Brazil.
Okay, where yields should continue to come down potentially.
Absolutely. On the other hand, in the hard currency space where valuation is a bit more fair value, we expect more dispersion in terms of performance. So active management via credit and security selection should be more important for performance than it was last year.
Moving now to the main risks for emerging markets, and we now see a chart that shows that fund flows are basically back to the level that we had during the taper tantrum of 2013. Do you see this as a main risk? What are the main risks for you today for emerging markets?
Yeah, true. So one of the main risks is that U.S. inflation picks up and market expectation for rate hikes in the U.S. increase. While this is not our base scenario, if the Fed is deemed to be behind the curve, it would be a significant drag on performance and could lead to outflows in the asset class. You have other risks, geopolitical risks, like elections in Mexico and Brazil this year, or even global protectionism, which may have an impact on the asset class. And we saw a good example last week with the U.S. announcement of steel and aluminum import tariffs.
Finally, moving on to China, so the world's second biggest economy. China seems to be going through a deleveraging process right now. Are you seeing opportunities there? What does a bond investor think about investing in China today?
So first about deleveraging, I think the PBOC has now officially recognized there is too much leverage in the economy. And in my view, this is a very good first step into the deleveraging process. However, China's debt levels continue to be a great source of concern, to be honest. And most corporates, and mainly SOEs, have much more leverage than their comparables elsewhere in emerging markets. If you look at valuation, credit spreads in China in the hard currency space is quite tight. So for that reason, we don't think we're getting paid for the fundamentals, the risk in the country. That said, China's proved over time that it's proved to be a resilient credit in periods of market correction. So that space offers good diversification benefits.
Great. So thanks, Charles, for being here this morning to talk to us about emerging market debt.
Yeah, my pleasure.
In terms of what to watch out for this week, politics are probably going to continue to drive the headlines today, especially in Italy. Also in China, where we have the National Party Congress that's starting today up to the 20th of March. And then towards the end of the week, it will be all about central banks with the ECB meeting as well as of the Bank of Japan meeting. And on Friday, we will end the week with the U.S. non-farm payrolls, one of the most important nowadays economic data points for investors. This is the data point that last month had triggered the mini correction that we had seen in February. So thanks to all for watching and tune in soon. Bye.